Parents and teachers hoping for firm plans on when the district expects to restart traditional classes will have to settle for penciled-in dates. The two to remember, October 19th, when the district may begin offering limited in-person tutoring and supplemental services, and November 2nd, when schools might switch to a hybrid plan. But both dates come with an asterisk.
I think that us having receipt of specifics, it is key to all this. I mean, I think that's the missing piece of the puzzle.
That's board member Tyler Murphy, who said he was alarmed how little information teachers have on what services and classes might look like. Under the current plan, all changes would start with elementary schools and work up to all grade levels. The hybrid school schedule would separate students into two cohorts, one meeting on Mondays and Tuesdays, the other on Thursdays and Fridays. Wednesday would be all virtual to allow for school cleaning. One major question mark, how many students and teachers feel comfortable returning? Board member Christy Morris said she'd like to see an effort to pair up those who aren't for continued online learning.
I know that it would be messy, but I guess I just hope that we would give the schools the flexibility if they were able to pull it off.
The board agreed that athletics and extracurricular activities have been successful in implementing virus precautions and will be allowed to continue on their current schedule. Josh James, 91.3 WUKY News.